Simply Financial with Christopher Calandra, Certified Financial Planner, is an innovative, comprehensive, informative, and cutting-edge podcast that discusses financial topics ranging from personal finance, economics, politics, and personal growth. Simply Financial will cover intriguing and thought-provoking questions so that the listener can simply increase their financial IQ.
Welcome to today's show. This is Season 3, Episode number 16 of the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra. Today, I wanted to discuss why women need life insurance. Women today have more financial responsibility in their households than ever before. And if you're a woman, what you want to think about is how your family and or loved ones would manage financially if you die. Keep in mind, the primary purpose of life insurance is to protect someone against a financial loss. And as women are bringing home more income and building more value in their businesses, they need to take a harder look at protecting loved ones, and life insurance is a very important part of that equation. So let's talk about who needs life insurance. Working women. Today, incredibly, 40% of households with a husband and wife have a situation where the wife is earning more than the husband. That is up dramatically and seems to go up year over year. I think I saw a statistic that said that back in 1987, it was only like 20% of households, and that's grown quite a bit since then. Also, in households where both the husband and the wife are working, the wife makes on average 78% of what the husband does. This is not a commentary on whether women are appropriately paid or not, but if you have a household and the woman is bringing home almost half of what the household income is, in all likelihood, she needs life insurance just like he does to protect one another against a financial loss should one of them pass away. Of course, having life insurance on each of them also protects children if, God forbid, both the husband and the wife, the mother and the father, should pass away at the same time. Having life insurance on each of them helps to protect the children financially. Not to say that financial is the end all, the be all, but that's really an important thing to take care of. So working women are typically going to need life insurance. Stay-at-home moms need life insurance too. This is the other end of the spectrum, and this was my own personal situation. My wife and I have a fairly traditional marriage in the sense that after we had our first daughter some 18 years ago, she largely left the workforce. And she's worked here and there along the way. She's involved with the business here at Elliott Wealth Management Services. But for the most part, she's a stay-at-home mom. We did get life insurance on her because even though she's not drawing an income or earning an income in the classic sense, she's doing a very important job for our household, raising the children and freeing me up to be able to go in the workforce, build a business, and we work as a team. If, God forbid, something happened to her on the financial front, granted, I would not sustain a loss of income directly, but I may not be able to run my business life and run my business and work as many hours if I didn't have my partner taking care of what she was responsible for on the home front. So having life insurance for stay-at-home moms is important too, and it's something that husband and wives should consider. We also have a situation with single women, especially single women with children. About 25% of households are led by a single mom. And just like in the first example with the working women, if you're the breadwinner in the household, and if, God forbid, something happened to you, you want to use life insurance to provide liquidity and financial resources if, God forbid, something happened to you, so that your loved ones and whoever is caring for your children and your children themselves are not financially crushed by the loss of a parent. So working women need life insurance. Stay-at-home moms need life insurance. Head of household, working moms also need life insurance. And lastly, I want to talk a little bit about this tremendous trend in the marketplace where women are becoming more and more entrepreneurial and running small businesses. And if you're running a small business, that business may have debt, it may have payroll, it may have rent or lease obligations, it might have accounts payable that's sitting on their books. And if that business owner, that female, God forbid, should have something happen to them, you want to make sure that loved ones have enough financial resources to deal with that business in a crisis like that. And life insurance can provide the type of protection that you're looking for. Additionally, small business owners that are in some type of partnership often should consider getting what's called a buy-sell agreement. If I'm partnered with you, I might have insurance on you, you have insurance on me, so that if, God forbid, something happens to one of them, I could collect on the insurance. Well, let's use the example this way. You and I are partners. Something happens to you. I collect the insurance. That helps the business. But the key thing in the buy and sell is that now that gives me funds to be able to buy your share of the business, and provide funds to your family. And so my business isn't crushed, your business isn't crushed, your family isn't crushed. It works out very well in that way. So we covered working women, stay-at-home moms, women that are head of household, single moms, and also business owners. And if you have a second, check some of these statistics that are out there. Women are starting and growing small businesses at a tremendous rate. It's a great, great part of what's happening in the U.S. economy. Thanks for joining me on today's podcast. The ask I have is for you to subscribe to the podcast or recommend friends and family that might be interested in this type of content for them to subscribe. Go to my website, www.elliottwealth.com. You could get more information about me and the services we provide here as we help people win with money. If you're not a client already at the website, please take advantage of our no-cost consultation. We'd love to meet with you in person or get on the phone with you or do a small webinar where we could discuss your financial goals and objectives and help you win with money. Thanks again.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of SagePoint Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with SagePoint Financial.
Simply Financial is part of the Exvadio Podcast Network. You can find Exvadio podcasts at exvadio.com/podcast, the Apple Podcasts app, iTunes Store, iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you find podcasts. So join us and stay informed and entertained.